Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Murder on Sisters Row by Victoria Thompson, narrated by Suzanne Torin and directed by A.J. Cermak.
Chapter 1. Sarah and the girls were strolling back from the Gansevoort market, thoroughly enjoying the crisp fall morning and chatting happily about the purchases piled high in the large baskets Sarah and Maeve carried over their arms.
"Oh, no,"
Maeve said when they'd turned the corner onto Bank Street and saw the carriage parked in front of Sarah's house.
"Looks like you won't be helping us bake any pies this afternoon."
The carriage most likely meant that someone had come to fetch Sarah to deliver a baby.
"I'm sure you and Catherine will do just fine without me," Sarah said, looking down at the small girl who clung to her free hand. Her foster daughter looked up, her eyes full of disappointment.
"I'll miss you," Catherine said in her whispery voice.
When Sarah had first found her at the Prodigal Son Mission, Catherine had been completely mute. She'd only started speaking a few months ago, and she still spoke softly, as if afraid of startling herself with the sound of her own voice.
"I'll miss you, too. You know I'd much rather spend my days with you and Maeve, but I have to help ladies have their babies. That's how I earn the money we need to buy things with."
"I know," Catherine said, but she stuck her lip out in an unmistakable pout.
"We'll ask Mrs. Ellsworth to help us with the pies," Maeve said, naming their next-door neighbor. Mrs. Ellsworth was always available to help the girls.